This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, it's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to Job Search Radio. I originally recorded the audio of this in video form for YouTube and did it as a companion to what I did earlier about whether hiring managers care about certain types of language in a resume. I hope you find it helpful. I'm focused here on whether the applicant tracking system really cares about the descriptive language or descriptive keywords you use in a resume. It's a good show. I think it's worth listening to, and I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher because it helps other people discover the show. And with that, let's get going. Now, I want to delete the word, the phrase actually care, because obviously caring is a human emotion. These systems have no care whatsoever, but looking for keywords and in a particular context is their entire reason of being. That's what their job is. That's all that matters to them. There's very little discernment in most of these systems. So as someone in a LinkedIn group commented upon, as they turned this conversation in this direction, if the job description and the programming for the ATS says information technology and you say data processing, there's a disconnect there. They don't know that term unless it's been programmed to recognize it, and you can't make that assumption. So applicant tracking systems are looking for a number of things. They're looking for where in the document do you have the key terms for this job? Is it on page 4 where it's likely to be 100 years old, or is it on page 1 where it's likely to be more current? Secondly, they're trying to see where you live in relation to the job. Are you within reasonable proximity? Because some firms are not prepared to go for long-distance job hunting. On and on and on. You know, an applicant tracking system is designed to narrow the field down based upon pre-programmed criteria that don't translate into caring, but translate into, can this person get to our office and do this job? Do they have a history of doing this job based upon these criteria? So the answer clearly with an applicant tracking system is yes. It matters to the system, and thus whether or not these keywords are there. Again, going back to that LinkedIn group, which was a veterans group, and one of the people who commented on the previous video called attention to the fact that he had gotten more than 100 responses on one post that he had put up for a job. And he knew some of the respondents had the right skills, but their resume didn't get through the system because they didn't use the correct terms. You always, if you're applying through an applicant tracking system, you always have to use the correct terms because these systems don't have much in the way of discernment programmed in. You have to understand, they're not looking for gray. They're looking for black or white. You know, whether or not you have the experience or you don't. If you don't, or you're in the wrong geography, if you do, you make it through the funnel. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you learned something from it as well. And if you did, come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. There's a lot there that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. In addition, you can ask me questions, get answers from other people as well. There's a lot there that will help you with your search. Monthly or quarterly membership, come on over and join. I look forward to helping you. Hope to see you here soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.